19-year-old who killed his mother charged with making a shank in jail. Santa Ana, California. A 19-year-old Garden Grove man who stabbed his mother to death when he was 13 years old, pleaded not guilty December 22 to making a shank while in jail, according to officials. Ike Souser was indicted on single felony counts each of possession of a deadly weapon by a prisoner and a prisoner manufacturing a deadly weapon. He was ordered to return to court February 3 for a pretrial hearing in the Central Justice Center in Santa Ana. This is an extremely dangerous and extremely violent individual who has proven time and time again he will stop at nothing to try to get out of custody, said Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer. My prosecutors are doing everything they can to protect the public and prevent him from carrying out more violence against jail staff and other inmates, Spitzer said. Souser could face up to 4 years and 8 months in prison if convicted of the charges at trial. He made headlines in April when he freed himself of his electronic monitoring device and escaped custody in a halfway house in Santa Ana. Souser was convicted of voluntary manslaughter for stabbing his mother to death in 2017 by Orange County Superior Court Judge Douglas J. Hachimanji, and while in custody, he escaped custody twice and was convicted last December of attacking three correctional officers, according to prosecutors. He was ordered to wear an electronic monitor for the remainder of his sentence until it expired on July 9, 2023, and was released to a halfway house in Santa Ana, prosecutors said. While on trial in juvenile court for the killing of his 47-year-old mother, Barbara Scheuer Souser, he escaped juvenile hall in Orange shortly after midnight on April 12, 2019, and was arrested the next day at a McDonald's restaurant in Anaheim. Souser stabbed his mother in their residence in the 11,000 block of Gilbert Street in Garden Grove on May 4, 2017. She told authorities before she died in a hospital that her son was the one who attacked her. Sophie Lee contributed to this report.